This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Event is forcing an emergency declaration. Are there aliens or not? I know somebody who knows, but he's not going to tell us. He's in our virtual green room. And how about this cook with an arsenal of guns threatening to tear up a hotel? Boy, there's been more of this going on lately. The good news is stopping some of these would-be homegrown terrorists from killing more people. And we've just scratched the surface. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Right now, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News, Bob Ney, joins us. Hey, Bob.
I know nothing at all.
You are lying. I'm going to call you a liar.
You want to hear a good, quick Area 51 story?
Yeah.
Okay, I had a constituent, and they wrote to me, and they said, we want to know about Area 51. So I had a girl work for me named Maria. I said, hey, Maria, write over to the government. So we wrote a letter over to the military or to the, I think it was Pentagon or somebody, and we said, hey, I have this constituent we'd like to know. And they wrote a letter back and said, Area 51 does not exist. So we sent that to the constituent. That's what their response was. And then my son would constantly say, Dad, are there aliens? And I would say, I can't tell you whether they are or they aren't. And do you know, he was an adult, and the day that I left office, my staff was downstairs. They were crying, you know, and I was leaving, and I wasn't going to run anymore. And they were crying, and my son turns to me, and he says, okay, now can you tell me if there's aliens or not?
And you wouldn't tell him.
I said, I still can't tell you. But they're all crying. It's such a traumatic day. And my son's saying, okay, Dad, now, can you tell me now? You're leaving the office. Yeah.
So. Oh, we're going to India. I'm getting it out of you. Come on.
I know it. Yeah. in the temples, I'll tell you.
Here's what I love, that because this has been so big on Facebook and people are saying they're going to just bombard the area, it's a very bizarre thing. I talked about this the other day. They had to approve, the county board in that area had to approve a declaration in preparation for a possible affair that could draw thousands of visitors to the desert, or maybe not. So they don't even know if it's going to happen. They just have to prepare for it.
Oh, my. That's
wild. Isn't it? It's crazy.
It is.
All right, so speaking of crazy, I guess, and maybe this isn't crazy, but Bernie Sanders is doubling down on climate, right? Because you got this, you know, the field is narrowing and yet expanding at the same time for Democrats. We'll talk about that in a second. But Bernie Sanders said, you know, $16.3 trillion energy and climate change plan. And, of course, he's battling Elizabeth Warren for second place behind Joe Biden. Is that why? I mean, I know he cares about that, but is that part of it?
I think so. This one, Kate, is, and I actually read, you know, what he's going to do. I mean, it's massive. Big R&D developments. Climate change is going to be a national emergency. Here's the one, too. He's going to go through, and if you're a Wall Street, you know, if you're like an investment and you're an investment firm, it's through Wall Street and the Securities Exchange Commission oversees you. When this is all implemented, if you are promoting like certain fossil fuel funds, you could be investigated by the Securities Exchange Commission because they don't want you promoting investment in the old fossil fuel. I mean, this is a big one. And I have to believe, and I knew Bernie for 11 years, served on the committee with him there, and I've always said Bernie's very consistent. But what I'm noticing, at least, Bernie's going way to the left of the left because he and Elizabeth Warren, you're right, they're knocking heads. They're close in the numbers. And he's sort of trying to out-progressive Elizabeth Warren. I'm not sure you would have seen this type of plan out of Bernie Sanders if Elizabeth Warren was not in this race. We didn't see it with Hillary Clinton, did we, in the primary?
We did not see that. Very true. And in the meantime, this is something we hardly ever hear of, but how about former Congressman Joe Walsh expected to mount some kind of a primary challenge to President Trump, the former Republican from Illinois. How much of a shot would he really have?
Yeah, you know, when the mooch, Scaramucci, turned on President Trump, I said, you know, he's doing it for money and, you know, just publicity and that type of thing. When former Congressman Joe Walsh turned on President Trump, I'm not sure why he did. I really don't know why he did. He was out there. He was a spokesperson for the president, you know, on and on and on. And, you know, he's a Tea Party Republican when he was in office. You know, he it was from Illinois and was a former congressman. But he does have some controversy to him also, some things that he said, you know, that are pretty out there. So, but he's going to announce, according to what the reports are saying. Again, I don't know what irritated him so much about the president for him to turn around and, you know, run against him. He doesn't have a prayer or hope. I mean, you have to watch if you're the Trump campaign. You don't want him, you know, obviously getting any numbers on the president. But then again, look, if he's an official candidate, then he's going to say things, and you know the media will report it.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes.
Sure.
You're totally right. So big stuff happening this weekend. The president is going to be at meetings with other G7 leaders in France and is going to push, I think, allies basically to follow our model or his model, the American model, to push off problems with what's happening with the global economy. Do you think that's going to go over well?
I think it's going to be okay. You know, they're trying to, France is trying to have a no drama summit, and they actually kind of indicated that, you know, the problem would be Trump. So I don't know, but they're talking about what type of agreement they would have, and they're talking about it's the first time it will end with no agreement in history. They've always, since 19, I think it was 75, Kate, they've always had, you know, some type of agreement. But I think what's going to happen is, you know, there won't be necessarily an agreement because the president is not going to, our president is not going to agree on climate change. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Bob, I am definitely going to plan that trip because I'm going to call your son. I'm going to pry 51 out of you. That's my new goal.
That's right. Okay.
Bob, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
I know nothing. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It is kind of funny that it starts off as this, you know, free form post about Area 51 and aliens and come on, let's go there and we're going to just storm it. And they have to be, they being the county commissioners and law enforcement in the area, have to come together because what if it happens? You know, it's no longer, oh, some people are driving by the fence and taking some video and some photos. They have to be prepared for what they're calling Storm Area 51. They can't stop us is what basically it was said. And this was part of Joe Rogan, who has a gazillion people that listen to his podcast, frankly. And it was kind of this tongue-in-cheek thing that all of a sudden has become big. And you may see that people actually do this. I mean, the actual Area 51 site is a classified military facility set inside a test and training range about the size of Connecticut, they say. And you cannot penetrate this, the compound, unless you're an alien. Then I guess maybe you have a chance. Hitting the mailbag next to find out what you have to say, America. Hang with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Thanks to all of you. We have a ton of mail. Just a quick reminder, if you want to flip me some suggestions, thoughts, cool recipes, interesting heroes in your neck of the woods, because I do the daily salute, we're bringing that back. So you want to highlight someone, send me their story. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, bada bing, you are in, as James Gandolfini used to say when he played his iconic role of Tony Soprano, God rest his soul. This one from Marion. I can't help but I keep thinking of that song when I was a real little kid. Marion the librarian. What's that from? It was from some musical. 76 trombone. I'll think of it. Carousel? Maybe it's Carousel. I don't know. All right, so Marion says, Kate, I know you talk a lot of tech, and you say that technology is good and bad. I'm wondering, what is your favorite current new piece of technology? My favorite new piece of technology is one I haven't really started to use yet. I got a practically free deal on an Apple Watch, and so I have that watch charging, and I got to figure it out. What can the watch do? Except for be a piece of technology I have to learn. Seriously, here's what I say about technology, and maybe this is why you asked this. I don't care if you're 65, 75, 25, pick a number, any number. Technology is good and bad because it distracts, and if you're constantly on your phone, which all of us are, the mobile phones, because there are amazing things you can do and stay connected to people you love and all of that. It's just you got to put them down sometimes. But here's the scoop on technology. When you have that brain where you say, oh, I can't learn, I don't know it, I can't do this, no way, it's baloney. What you just have to do is say to yourself, I don't know it yet, but I'll learn it. Just learn a few things, embrace it, and eventually you get better at it, just like any, it's like cooking. My mother used to say to me, you can cook. You can become a decent cook. You just have to follow the recipes. You just have to have the patience, and you have to follow the recipes. And I think there's something similar in a little bit of a different way. I know it's a leap in that analogy, but it's doable. It's doable. And we'll see. We'll see what the watch is like for me. But thank you for that. That's kind of a curveball question. I like it. So you're paying attention. I do mention technology, especially when we do our Forbes Books at Bedtime segments. We talk a lot about technology, cars, self-driving cars, all of that. And coming up later on this show, I talk technology with one of the VPs of IBM about sports and technology and what how they're crunching data for fantasy football and all of that. All right, here's one from Frank, and Frank says, I just feel like we went through an election cycle. Isn't it weird to be tired of politics, tired of thinking, oh, yes, we're going to go vote, and here's what the issues are, and here's what we're being told, and here's what we have to decide, and all the in-between. Is it better to keep Trump in office because it could shake up the economy? Or is he going to shake up the economy? It's just decisions I think I'm tired of. Do you think other people feel that way? I think people are tired of the same old with politics, yes. And, you know, part of the problem is the massive coverage that begins so long in advance. So we're going to go and vote in 2020, but the politicking has already started. You're always, once you're elected, you're running again. Or if you want the seat, like let's say president, then you're running again because you have to raise money. You have to go and campaign. And what it used to be, but it was a different world, like the Teddy Roosevelt days, you ran for like a month. That's what you had. It was like you were running for student body. I know the population was small compared to now and all of that. But can you imagine? I mean, that's it. So you got hit with campaign messages, nasty, good ones, whatever, some debates, and then we were done. Here's what I think. I think more people should vote and be encouraged to vote. If it was a national holiday, would people perhaps vote? Because here's the deal. We can all complain about local politicians, the people who represent us in Washington, the county commissioners where you live. I mean, you could take politics from the local level all the way up to the national level, but how much do you really get involved? How much do you really know? And if more people voted and got involved, maybe you would get the people we want to see get elected. You have a better shot at it, that's for sure. Here's one from Annie, and she says, I know you love your dog, Mahalo. I heard you mention Mahalo was an assistant or associate producer. And I'm wondering if you would really, really recommend the dog movie, The Art of Racing in the Rain. I went to see The Art of Racing in the Rain with some girlfriends I hadn't seen in a long time. And we went, and you know, I'm the brave face, right? But this movie's like, I'm going to be crying. But this movie does, it makes grown men cry. And I don't want to give it all away, but it's based on a best-selling novel, and it's funny, and it's this dog, a philosophical dog, with the voice of Kevin Costner named Enzo, really bonding with his owner, who's an aspiring Formula One race car driver. It's done well. It is. It's done pretty well. And, you know, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 43%, which means it might be good for a lot of people. The movie's clever. I don't know. I liked it. I did. I liked it. But I like dogs. I did not grow up with dogs. I knew nothing about dogs until I had Mahalo, till we got Mahalo. And then I understood, oh, I get why people are attached to their dogs. I get it. That unconditional love and fun and man or woman's best friend. Bah, bah, bah. I won't launch into a big rabbit hole here. Let's move to this one. And this is from Joseph. Joseph says, Kate, my God, every single time I listen to some snippet of news, I'm hearing about another homegrown dude deciding that they are going to ammo up and threaten to do a mass shooting. Is this the new America? The good news, I suppose, is that people are being stopped in their tracks, and maybe more people will turn people in and help save lives. Yeah, in Florida, a 16-year-old was arrested after parents alerted police that she threatened to shoot up the school. She was upset over her sister's noisy phone. In Wisconsin, a man was charged with making terrorist threats and disorderly conduct after telling a coworker he would shoot up their workplace at Menards Distribution Center. So now threatening and being, you think you're ha-ha funny or you lose your temper, be careful who you say that in front of, seriously. Now, in the case of the California cook, he was upset over human resources, something to do with that. He threatened a mass shooting. He stored guns and ammunition at his house, so that's not good. Rudolfo Montoya, who's 37, told a coworker he's going to shoot employees and guests at the Long Beach Marriott. The coworker immediately told the hotel's general manager, who reported it to the police. Police arrested him at his home in Huntington Beach, and they found an assault rifle, tactical gear, high-capacity magazines, hundreds of bullets, multiple firearms. And they say, the police chief said, he had clear plans, intent, and the means to carry out an act of violence that may have resulted in mass casualty deaths, maimed, etc. Well, there you go. His bail was set at $500,000, and charges include making a criminal threat. So anybody who thinks that's fun and games now, watch out. I'll never forget this. I was in Vegas, and remember, this was not too long after 9/11, because, of course, I was traveling, and it was like being a ghost on a plane. There would be five people there. And when I was going to Vegas, and when I was coming back from Vegas, I remember they had these kind of funny videos that were playing. They still have them, saying that this is not a laughing matter, and they kind of make jokes. And they say, if you do that when you're going through TSA, there's a good chance you're not getting on your plane. So if you want to make jokes about bombs or other items you might have, go ahead, but you're not getting on the plane. I thought that was interesting. So it's kind of the same philosophy now. If you decide you're hot at work, furious with somebody, or whatever the circumstance might be, if you are making a joke or you think you're making a joke, look out. Now, this guy had all the ammo. They say he had the intent. He was spewing that out there. And he's going to get some time. That's what I think. Especially he had some kind of a history, and they certainly looked into that. Coming up next, Mr. Kate Delaney. And, oh, boy, do we have a lot of fun things to talk about. He's getting ready.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930. That's 800-590-4930.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have- USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Revelations from the founder of Overstock.com, Patrick Byrne, who resigns as CEO Thursday following claims he helps with various FBI investigations looking into Russian interference in the 2016 election, as he has a romantic relationship with a Russian agent, Maria Butina. She is in prison. Byrne telling Bulls and Bears host David Asman on Fox Business,
"No, I'm not getting chased out. And the board, this is me ejecting, and I have to. I have to because I've been warned that if I come forward to America, that the apparatus of Washington is going to grind me into a dust. And that's going to happen, and I have to get that away from the company. It's only right."
Now, Byrne credits legendary investor Warren Buffett with pushing him to come forward to discuss his alleged involvement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mr. Kate Delaney to join us in the studio. That would be my hubs, Paul. What a lucky man. His wife was so busy this morning running around doing errands for him, that would be me, that I even FedExed his paperwork back to the insurance company because his car was smashed to smithereens 2 weeks ago when he hit a wall. Luckily, Paul was okay. Thank goodness. That's the main thing. But let me tell you, I have not a lot of patience, but I went into FedEx and I waited longer than anything that I think I've waited for in my life, at least lately. In the FedEx, there were, first I walked in, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, and there was a guy who was there with like about 50 boxes, little boxes, all sizes, shapes of little boxes that had to have, he had to write on them. He had to address them. They had to measure them. And I thought, you're kidding me. I mean, it took forever. Then the little boxes guy leaves. And the next woman in line has heels and a skirt, short skirt, and a giant, giant car, pieces of a car that she is FedExing somewhere. And she gets in an argument and doesn't understand why this car door, oh, I think I hear one slamming somewhere. Is that a car door slam? That should have been me after that. Oh, I'm done. I don't care. I'm not mailing this insurance nonsense today. But so first they have to figure out a way to get the car in the back. And, of course, the young girl who's at FedEx is not helpful. She says to the girl in the heels, here's a little dolly to push, and she couldn't push it. So then some guy helps her. It was crazy. Finally, she doesn't take the FedEx because it's going to be like $9,000 to FedEx it. Let me FedEx. Paul, what do you think of that? Let me FedEx my broken Tesla back.
Yeah, sender. Return to sender Elon Musk. Thanks, but no thanks.
So that was insane. And then after that, there was a guy, and he seemed nice enough. He had a small gym bag. But that gym bag grew when he put it on top of the counter and had every device known to man that he was returning from DirecTV because he could FedEx it back. That's what the company does. I don't know how many TVs this guy had in his house, but I'm just venturing 10. And the cords tangled up. She didn't know what she was doing. And I thought, I have to leave or I'm just going to melt right here on the floor. So that happened in front of me. And before you know it, I looked up and I was calling you and it was a half an hour.
So that was what the emergency phone call was about. It all makes sense now. It was just jumbled up words and shrieking when you came in. I just didn't know what you were doing, and I just said, calm down and go take a bath.
Yeah, go take a bath. Please, 911, rescue me. Ma'am, what is your emergency? I'm at FedEx, and I'm having a nervous breakdown. People are trying to mail cars, and they have all these devices they're sending back, and there's a guy with a million little boxes. What is going on in the world? They're not prepared.
I would have paid money to see that lady try to mail a car.
Oh, that was insane. All right, so $9,000, man. We move from that to somebody who knows how to take moments like those and really make fun of them. Jim Gaffigan is very, very funny. I think he's one of the top five comedians. You definitely do, so much so that you hurt yourself. So I'm not quite in the laugh factory with you on that. But he's got a new special out on Amazon, and it's called Quality Time. But we do have a little bit, I think, of Jim Gaffigan. If you don't know who he is, check this out.
My favorite dessert is cake. Yeah. Cake's a true symbol of gluttony, though. If you eat a whole pizza, people are like, wow, you were hungry. But if you eat a whole cake, people are like, you got a problem. Addicted to cake. It's not like drinking. You never hear someone brag, yeah, last night I had four pieces of cake. Why are you telling us? I just want you to know I partied. Why'd you get away from me?
All right, you got to love it. That's a vintage Gaffigan bit.
That's a man you can trust right there.
Yeah, he talks about food. And he's right. Nobody ever brags about how much food they ate. And you and I both watched Quality Time. You watched it a second time with me. And there is one bit in there where he talks about, and I think this is hilarious because I lived in Las Vegas, and he's right about this. People, when they go to Las Vegas, gamble their rear ends off. I mean, now some, sure, not every single person, but a lot do. But people always ask you, did you gamble? And people always say, no, no, no. I went to shows, I had dinner, I walked down the strip, which you can't even walk down it now. I did, you know, whatever. But they never admit to gambling, do they?
I don't. I'll go there for the pool.
That's true. And you don't gamble, and I have to have you get away from me because I lose when you come up to me when I'm gambling.
Yeah, you take it way too seriously.
But I will admit.
So you really do have a gambling problem.
I do.
You take it way too seriously, that $60, whenever in the Wheel of Fortune. When I'm standing nearby and I've already gone through my video poker money.
This is $60. All right, but let's go back to Gaffigan for a second. He plays Vegas a bunch, and he plays all over the country. He's got he's playing at Windstar in December, but he's playing in Atlantic City in August and in Delaware, all over the place. And he's got clean comedy, and it really works because he has funny bits. It's clever writing.
Yeah, it's old school. It's provocative but clean. So it just leaves to the imagination.
So tell everybody what happened when you, I was sleeping, and what happened when you watched it at 2 o'clock in the morning first by yourself.
I started laughing so hard I re-injured my rib.
So you bust a rib. I think you need to write him an email about that. I think you're so funny, dude, that I busted my rib.
He needs to donate to my recovery fund.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the dog and not shaving him this year, because my nephew was here, and I don't know if some of you can relate to this. You have dogs, and if they have long hair, you get them shaved, and they look funny because they look naked because they're hairy creatures. They're the kind that are hairy. And we have a golden retriever, and when they shave him, he looks funny. His head looks funny. His tail looks funny. I just don't like it. And then I talked to enough people that had golden retrievers, and they told me, listen, if you're not taking him on these 10-mile walks and he's not doing these long walks, their skin is protected for that because they could even get sunburn if you shave them too much. So don't get him shaved. So we weren't going to get him shaved. And then my nephew said he was going to turn us into the SPCA or whatever other animal organization for abuse of the dog, which is gets the most love in this house. And let's face it. So we didn't shave him. Was that a mistake?
Yeah, because I'm sweeping up giant clumps of the dog's hair now. And even though he can't do his 3-mile walk anymore or even a mile, we just have to take him to the park and run him one into the back and back. So we're still left with all the molting, shall I say, shedding of his hair, and it just never ends. It's almost, August is almost over, and it's still going.
That's true. The shedding is bad, and I think it's the effect of both of our allergies and then the whole vacuuming thing. It is kind of a nightmare, but he's not sunburned at least, and I'm very happy about that because we have the special suntan lotion that would protect him from being stung by a jellyfish or sea lice.
That's true. If he weren't such a wuss that he would actually go swimming, being a golden retriever half.
Yeah. And speaking of, summertime, it's August. We were talking about this the other day, and I don't know how many people can relate to this. When you were a kid, I mean, how many people really had built-in pools? The cake eaters, the wealthy people, and you maybe went to their house. But you had community pools. Go to the community pool. Everybody goes to the community pool. Or you had above-ground pool, right? And if you were really fancy, you had, like, a little bit of a deck on the above-ground pool.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah. I used to go to Eddie Mascola's house, and he had an above-ground pool, but it didn't have a deck or anything, but you would just swim round and round, and it seemed like it was really awesome.
Poor little Eddie Mascola.
Who knows what happened to him. Slip and slides, though, were big. And you said that was your favorite.
They're the bomb.
Yeah, slip and slides. We have slip and slides, too. But inevitably, somebody would get hurt. Like, they would just be ridiculous and slide and burn themselves in the grass or something because they'd fly off the slip and slide.
What the heck were you guys doing in New Jersey?
Well, that's it. In New Jersey, we take it to extremes.
Water sliding in the streets?
Yeah. And I mentioned this the other day. And I'm sure plenty of people didn't catch this, but you and I went, I took a little bit of a break and played hooky, and we had an off day, or part of an off day, where we went to see a Texas Rangers game, and I was so stunned because hardly anyone was in the stands. I mean, there might have been 1,500 people in that whole place.
We rocked it.
Easy there with that mic, you professional.
I got a plastic stein and everything. It looked like pewter from, you know, just 2 feet away, and then I realized it was just plastic. I really overpaid for that. But
yeah,
know,
$20. $20 for
I've
a
got
plastic
it.
Stein.
Last year of the stadium. I mean, it's been there a whole 19 years, and now we have to have a new one.
Wow, 19 years, and they're building 19 different stadiums around the United States, and most of the taxpayers are ponying up for that action. That's a lot. It just seems like, I don't know, just to me, I'm just saying, the Texas Rangers ballpark, and of course, I used to broadcast out of there, it still seemed like it was in great condition to me. I don't understand. I think you could have gotten some more years out of it, but I guess more money, more ticket sales, whatever.
Covered domes.
Yeah, covered domes. That's true. All right, Mr. K. Delaney, it was fun. Thanks. We'll talk to you again next week at the tail end of the week because I'm going to Des Moines on Monday.
Ha! See ya.
Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side for movies.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I like to see you go right across the floor. I like to do this to your collar for more. I like to reggae, but you dance fast for me. I like to make my friends.
Sweet! Here we go. To the movies, that is. Movies are good when it's hot. I notice the movies are crowded lately, and I go through a phase where if I need to escape, that's what I do. I head to the movies here and there. But with everything I'm doing, it's not the usual. So in other words, I'm not seeing every movie that comes out, but you all get that because you've listened to the show. And if you haven't listened to the show, this is my version of what I call the cheap, lazy movie review. This one appeals to me for a lot of different reasons. One, because I love the lead character, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. But let's have you listen first. It's called Angel Has Fallen.
An attack has decimated the British capital.
I made some breakfast. You want them?
Oh, no, babe. I gotta go. I'll stay safe. I promise.
You must be
must really like fishing, Mr. President.
It's cold out here.
Sorry.
Anything to get out of D.C. for a while.
What is that? Are they bats?
They're drones! They're drones! They're still mad! So we're going under. Dive deep.
Why am I in cuffs?
Your whole team is dead. Except you. You did this perfectly planned. You're being charged with the attempted murder of the President of the United States.
Don't you see? I'm being set up.
Vanny is Secret Service. He knows all our tricks. He's gone. We've been getting death threats.
There's somebody else behind us. It wasn't me. The president's not safe. Then you try and finish the job. I am not going to stop until I prove who did this.
Why did you find me?
I need your help. Dad. We gotta get out of here.
I ain't going nowhere.
You can't hide from us, Benny.
Don't worry about finding me. I'll find you.
Are you kidding me?
We're gonna make a move. People are gonna fall. But not you.
It's our moments of struggle that define us.
Boy, the budget for this sucker, $80 million. You can tell, thriller action, they always cost more. 2 hours, 1 minute, that's without the preview. So that's a long time to sit on your assets waiting for the movie to start. Gerard Butler, love that guy. He plays Mike Banning. Morgan Freeman is the Speaker of the House. Piper Perabo, Jada Pinkett Smith, and the list of the actors goes on and on. And, of course, this is all about what's going to happen, the failed assassination attempt of the president, escaping from captors, evading the FBI and his own agency. I could see this. I mean, even if I saw it streaming, and again, I like Butler that much. Rotten Tomatoes gives it 46%, but I say, who cares what Rotten Tomatoes says? If you like action, thrillers, that kind of stuff, and especially that genre, it's probably for you. Hobbs and Shaw. This is one movie that has gotten some attention for the two people that are the main characters in it. Check it out.
Get in the car.
We're all going.
No, you.
I said,
we're all going.
Did you do what I think you do?
Yeah.
I was on survival.
54.
Cowboy up. There's two of them and $2 billion worth of us.
If the three of us don't work together, billions of people will die.
Your sister is one of the toughest, baddest, most capable women I've ever encountered. No one could do it better. My kind of girl.
I see what you're doing.
You think I'm stupid? Of course I think you're stupid. We're gonna need cars and guns.
Oh, I can handle that part.
I'm sorry to bring this here, Mama.
Luke, this is your home.
Go, Elekua!
You're gonna get one Samoan ass whoopee.
I'm like Superman.
Your
Here comes the kryptonite.
Rabbi never gives up.
Push out the frying pan into the fire. Oh!
No, this is no good.
We're going for a ride! Welcome to my island, mother!
Either love me or leave me alone. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is...
All right, so you got some of the famous people that are really making things rock and roll in the thriller world. Let's put it this way, adventure. That's Jason Statham, like him, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, Idris Elba's in this, Vanessa Kirby. Yeah, it's got a lot of adrenaline-pumping moments, and Rotten Tomatoes up the ante here. 67% is what they gave it. Another long movie, because if you're going to have a big budget, and their budget was $200 million, and if the box office already, $437 million, we just hadn't looked at it from the other week, but 2 hours, 16 minutes, Hobbs and Shaw. So it's Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. I think if nothing else, it's great for streaming. I would say the streaming thing. All right, and then finally, Ready or Not. This is our last movie we're going to look at. Listen to this one.
We're going to start the count. Good luck.
I can't believe that in half an hour, I will be a part of the Domus Gaming Dynasty Empire.
Dominion, we prefer Dominion.
I honestly can't wait to be a part of your family.
There's just one more thing. And then you are officially part of the family. So, at midnight, you have to play a game.
Why?
It's just something we do when someone new joins the family.
A game. What game? Hide and seek? Are we really going to play that?
Well, the rules are simple. You can hide anywhere. We then try to find you.
So there's no way for me to win, right?
And stay hidden till dawn.
No, thank you.
Good luck. What the hell is this? How old is this thing?
I know you're in here.
Jesus, you shot the maid.
Does she look like she's wearing a giant white wedding dress, Emily?
Hey! Holy shit!
I had to play along so that I can get you out.
Whoa.
They think they have to cutting force on us. Or something very bad will happen to the family.
If we don't find her and perform the ritual, we're all dead.
Found her.
God damn it, Emily!
I don't know what I'm doing!
Video is called Getting to Know Your Crossbow.
I forgot my gun.
Why don't you just use mine?
That's Lord Thomas. I just saw her running.
Oh my god!
Oh, I'm your fucking family!
You're just another sacrifice.
Ready or not, it's rated R, mystery thriller, 1 hour 34 minutes. The Atlantic says it is a clever horror comedy about entitled rich people. I think it'll find its audience. Adam Brody's in it. Andy McDowell's in it. If you see it, enjoy. Bye.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.